Coastone Podcast.
Coach Stone Podcast number 34. I want to thank everyone for listening to Coach Stone Podcast. I want to thank JC Hawks Radio, JC Hawks Sports Network, BJ for letting me do this thing. I have a blast doing. If you ever miss an episode of my podcast, you can listen to them on iTunes and Stitcher. Look under JC Hawks Radio. Also, remember, go to my website for more information about my podcast, blogs, books, football tips, and free PE games. Go to CoachStoneFootball.com. I also recommend when you go to my website, go to the bottom of my website for promo codes of all the products that I think will help you as a coach or a player, and you'll hear them during some of them during the commercial break on this podcast. Remember also, if you haven't seen my Back to the Basics football drill manuals, I highly recommend them. They are on Amazon.com, hardcover and Kindle version. There are 5 tackle books and already 4 books out with a skill manual, football credit notebook, flag book, and a tackle bar book. So without further ado, I have for my next guest for Coach Stone Podcast is Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development of Adavitz Football. Coach, are you on?
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It's always a pleasure, Coach Stone. Love what you do.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Coach, we're going to get right into the thing, but before we start, we're going to talk about what we're going to do. Is that okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Perfect. If you're a first-time listener, here's how it works. We're going to have a game plan, and the game plan is very simple. Pre-game, then there's going to be a kickoff question. Hopefully, we don't get a fumble or nothing on that. Then we'll go first drive question, and then a halftime show. After that, a kick return, and I guarantee you, Mr. Carter's going to run it back, ladies and gentlemen. And then after that, we'll go second drive question, and then we'll wrap it up with a 2-minute warning, words of wisdom, okay? Kerry, you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
All right. Pre-game, so simple. Tell us everything about yourself and the company.
Well, myself and the company. So, like you mentioned, I'm Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development for Adavitz Football. Been there for 4 years now. And the company, what we really do is, we're obsessed with tackling. And what we do, we work with coaches on, you know, tackling performance and safety. And we do that through, you know, in-game video and analytics. So we provide coaches with coach development, drills, tackle plans, all of those things from youth all the way up to the NFL. And as you get a little bit further up the spectrum with, you know, college, FBS, and pro, it really is a lot about the analytics and, you know, looking at game in and game out, scouting, player comparison, things like that. As you go down a little bit lower into the high school and youth realm, it's really more about safety. So we're looking at everything from, you know, how many times you're using your shoulder to the amount of head contact that's happening throughout the game. And we're able to give you a plan of attack coming out of a game, a season, as to how you're going to approach the next phase of the season. So Adavitz is really just all about tackling in every way, shape, or form.
Awesome. And then really quick, Coach, what is the social media out of this tackling? Can you give us the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook? Because here's the thing, if you haven't – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Coach.
No, I'm saying it's easy, man. You follow us everywhere at Adavitz Football on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're really active on there, especially over the last, you know, I'd say the last few months, last 6 months or so. So we love to talk ball. So anyone that's following us, wants to follow us, you know, we talk about tackling, obviously, but – we're football junkies, so we love it. So we'd love for you to follow us at Adavitz Football.
And here's what I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and with people that listen to my podcast and know who I am and stuff like that, I have, like, worked for companies like this before, and one thing that I really like about them is they're only worried about one thing, the tackling portion, and they're really good at it. And you're going to find out later in the podcast, because the questions we ask are they're really good answers to what we had, and I thought it was great because – I've talked to Sean, you know, Sean Hopper, Kerry, and
yes,
I called him up. I got a membership and everything, and I took the test, and I was so impressed with the details, the breakdown, and everything that goes with your certification. It just, for me, as a veteran coach, or maybe I don't know if I'm any good, but as a veteran coach, it felt like it opened my eyes to even more stuff than ever before.
Oh, absolutely. And I like to hear that because we take a lot of pride in trying to set that standard. And we just feel like, people take for granted the fact that, teaching anything or coaching anything is a skill, right? You don't expect players to come out there and know how to, how to catch the ball from day one, how to run great routes, how to, evade a ball carrier, things like that. And I think tackling is one of those skills that kind of gets lost in the mix a little bit. People just feel like you either know how to tackle or you don't. And what we've seen is that you can actually become a better tackler, not just as an individual, but as a tackling team. And coaching tackling is really hard, right? Coaching good tackling is hard too. So I appreciate the fact that you went through it and got certified and are able to kind of experience what we're trying to teach and what we're trying to put out there into the universe.
I loved it. I'm not an idea. I loved it a lot. Okay, Coach, let's do this. Let's go back and let's go to commercial break. We'll come right back and then we'll go with the kickoff question, okay?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development, Atavis Football. Coach Stone Podcast number 34. We'll be right back. The safety of your players is more important than ever. As the game changes to protect the players, TechnoTube USA is a leading way with the original innovative product design, not only to practice safer, but promote and teach the best tackling technique. Invented in 2009 by professional rugby player and coach Glenn Remnant, TechnoTube allows the players to simulate real game situations, track and tackle a moving target, promote great body position, and improve technique and timing. Coaches in the U.S. and all over the globe are using TackleTube to promote a safer and more effective way to tackle. Unlike other bags that have a limited use, there are many ways to use a TackleTube in your practice, both in season and out of the season. Drills for every position, TackleTube never needs to leave the practice field. Check us out at TackleTubeUSA.com or on our YouTube channel and all social media. Look for TackleTube USA. Coach Stone Podcast number 34. We're back with Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development, Atavis Football. Coach, here we go. Kickoff question. Exactly,
yes,
tell us, what is Atavis tackling? When was it invented? And tell us a little bit more than you touched on in the pregame.
Yeah, so the Atavis tackle system specifically, I think was kind of masterminded in about 2015 by Rex Norris. A lot of folks know his dad, Rex Norris Senior, coach for, almost 30, 40 years throughout college and pros. They were from Oklahoma to the Houston Oilers all the way up to the Lions in Detroit. And, what Rex did was kind of combine what they were doing in rugby and then brought that into the football world. So when you think about tackling, especially the way tackling is taught and focused on nowadays, it's kind of lost the art form to it. And I think what Rex did was break it down in a way that was easily consumable. We look at pre-contact and contact. How are you getting there? How are you avoiding, blockers on the way? Are you taking good angles? Are you maintaining your leverage? And all of that happens before you even get into contact. So that was one of the key pieces to that with tackle system, was breaking down this pre-contact element. And then once you get into contact, contact happens simultaneously. Things happen fast. So we start looking at everything from your footwork, shoulder placement, head placement, punch. What are you hitting with first? Is it your shoulder? Is it your head? And, all of that stuff kind of adds up to, to a greater rating than what we feel like you get from just looking at made miss. I always feel like made miss doesn't tell you the whole story. So we wanted to find a way to give it a little bit more context. And then in any situation, a coach can give really valuable and actionable feedback to their players. So if you made or missed a tackle, you'll understand why. It wasn't just you didn't get there. You didn't fly around, just not terms that coaches just want to throw around. We want to give you detailed feedback. So, hey, you missed this tackle, or you gave up additional yards after contact because your footwork was off. There was no punch. You lost your leverage. Giving detailed feedback, we feel like results in players being able to develop, better decision-making in those situations and have better outcomes that are measurable. And with anything, as soon as you start measuring it, you can actually see whether you're improving or declining in an area. And that's what we've tried to do with the out-of-a-set tackle system is give you a resource that you can utilize, you know, in season, out of season, all year round to help you teach tackling better to your athletes.
I'm sold. Even though I already have this subscription, I'm sold. Coach, the biggest thing, too, and I'm going to tell this to any program, ladies, women's tackle, youth, high school, telling you right now, go to their website. And, Coach, give them your website again. I know you probably said the same thing on social. But
yeah,
what's your website?
It's atavis.com. And then just, you know, everything's about football on there. And you can kind of navigate by section. So if you're really focused on high school, you'll drop that down and be able to see everything that we're doing in high school. So all of our certification and then kind of looking at the other, what we call tackleytics products, where we're giving you analytics and reporting. So that's www.atavis.com.
And here's the one thing, you know, Mr. Carter, Coach Carter, I'm going to call you Coach Carter, I apologize. Coach Carter, the one thing you didn't say, and I think it's huge, and I'm going to tell my viewers all this, when I read and did the test and watched the videos, it built my confidence as a coach where I think, you know, when I was younger, I thought I knew it all, and then I've learned to be a sponge, right? Because you can always learn one or two things new. And I'm going to tell you right now, I learned more than two things. Well, when I speak, I said, if you don't learn two things from me, you know, I don't even need to ever come back to a Glacier or whatever. But I'm going to tell you right now, your program builds confidence. I also, you know, you give out like three free drills, don't you, or something like that, if you go on there and stuff like that?
Yeah. So if you're on there and as our starter package, actually, as long as you sign up, you get up to eight drills. So you get not
eight
only
drills.
Do you get to see some of the content that we're putting out there as to really we wanted to make sure people understood why. You know, why this Atavis tackle system. So we actually give you, you know, some of our background on our philosophy and why we do what we do and how we do it. And then we also give you eight drills to kind of get you started before you ever have to, you know, put in your credit card or anything. So, yeah, check it out, man. It's a great resource, I think, for any coach at any level. If you just want to dip your toe in there, you can do that as well. And then, obviously, you know, we have our product suites or our Edge product, which is really geared, you know, from youth in high school to really help you get a good foundation, like you said, and give you some confidence in terms of what you can teach. And that also comes with, you know, a sample tackle plan so you can, you know, take it from, you know, the videos onto the field and actually start implementing for your team.
And here's your argument too, listeners. What I like about the system is this. I'm very a person as a teacher and a coach. You know, the biggest thing I like is their terminology has never changed. It's been the same. Is that correct by me saying that?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's built on a really solid foundation. And I think a lot of effort, time, effort, research went into establishing that foundation. And you can always build on it. But I think one of the key things that we've noticed over the years is that consistency in language. Like you think about a player, you know, coming in from a high school into a college team and, you know, he's hearing it one way from his position coach and then he goes into special teams and he's getting taught another way. We want to eliminate that confusion. So one of the biggest things we could do is make the language consistent. So now everyone on the team, every coach on the field is talking about tackling in the same way. They're talking about pre-contact. They're talking about footwork. They're talking about strike timing, you know, all the elements mm-hmm. that go into it. And that consistency breeds confidence.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. I post this on my social media, everyone. It used to be a rugby company, you know. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the tackle, like what you call it, tackleytics.
Tackleytics.
I can't pronounce
tackleytics.
Yeah, there's no way I can do that. I can't do that. But that's been around for like 4 or 5 years. And the one thing that I truly, truly fell in love with is any defensive coach out there, no matter what you coach, check out. I call it the tackle wheel, but what do you call it, Coach?
Yeah, it's a tackle assessment tool. It's actually it's a really, really great visual because it shows you and it makes it really easy to understand, right? So, yeah, the tackle wheel is typically what people call it, but it's, our tackle assessment tool. So the types of tackle situations that you see on the field, you know, you're not always in a head up or a front up situation. Sometimes you're lateral, sometimes you're in a chase situation. So we establish that so that you can understand, well, how many times am I seeing this when I'm on the field and am I practicing this in a way that's going to help my guys get better, and I'm helping them make better decisions and put them in a position to be successful.
And all my listeners listening, if you're going to Glazer Clinics this year, I'm going to tell you right now, they got probably like three left. I know in like the first weekend of March, they got the Atlanta one with Rex. They got Coach Carter. He's going to be at Seattle, and Scott's going to be in Chicago. So what I would
That's
tell you,
right.
when you go to them, you're going to go to them, and here's what I'm going to tell you. You're going to leave with these four hashtags. Ready, Coach Carter? Hashtag no-brainer. Hashtag assessing the tackle. Hashtag level your program. Level up your program. Hashtag level up your program. And then the one that I love, hashtag consistent. Because it's going to be, it's always there for you. So, Coach, we got to stop. I mean, we're going to be on here for hours if we don't. So let's do this. Let's go to a commercial break. And then when we come back, I got a great first drive question. I'm going to stump you this time. There's no way you're going to get past this one.
All right,
So,
let's do it. I'm
okay?
ready. I'm stretching.
Sherry
I'm getting ready
Carter,
over here.
you better be, because I'm already pumped up. I'm jacked. Sherry Carter, VP of Operations and Development, Atavis Football. We'll be right back.
In business for 30 years, Collegiate Sports Data is the most reliable source of high school football prospect information. We are a free service for high schools and athletes. Our focus is getting the right players in front of the right colleges. www.collegiatesportsdata.com.
Coach Stone podcast number 34. I'm on the phone with Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development of Atavis Football. Coach, here we go. First drive question. What are
Let's
some
go.
awards or leagues/teams you guys worked with?
Man, so I've been with the company now 4 years, and we've seen significant growth over that time. This past year alone, we work with close to 11, actually almost 12 FBS level teams. So this year we added Oklahoma, Baylor, Texas Tech, SMU, amongst many of the others we've had in the past. Been with Michigan State for quite a while, San Jose State. So we kind of have run, from coast to coast. We've worked with not just the teams, but the coaches that we've worked with. Some really, talented coaches that were, some assistant coaches this year that were up for assistant coach of the year in FBS football over at, Coach Freeman over at Cincinnati. Just great believers in what we do. And that's on, kind of that FBS level. We've worked with over 30 high schools all across the country. And, significantly with our presence in Texas as well, quite a few schools in Texas, both on the high school level, obviously on the FBS level, and then some youth leagues as well. So, in California with CAFA, and then Central Texas Youth Football as well. So, I don't want to keep going, but there's been
You're
quite a
fine.
list, and
No,
we're
it's
really
good.
proud of that. Yeah, we're really proud of the progress we've made in that realm over the past few years. So anyone, looking to find out more about that, I mean, hit us up, footballsupport@atavis.com, or myself, kerry.carter@atavis.com, or sean.hopper. We're always willing to, listen, learn, and talk, anything tackling, anything football.
Okay, and here's what we'll do, Coach, too, if you want to. Email me those, and when we post the show, we'll put all those guys on there, and then it's like they can just click to it if you want to, like, just put
Oh,
an email or
absolutely.
whatever. However you want to do it, we could do that. And here's what I'm going to tell you, everyone: no matter what level you're at, no matter if you're happy or not with what you're doing, just check it out. Because with me, it was an eye opener, and I was very happy. One, I'm hoping that whoever we play against this year doesn't use them. I'm hoping they use other people because I'm a little worried. I mean, Coach, we scored 485 points this season in high school. I'm a little worried that if we do play someone like that, we're not going to be scoring that many points in 13 games. So I'm just giving that heads up right now. So no pun intended, but you know what I mean. So
We'll take it.
yeah. So here's and I don't mean and I here's what I'm going to steal your thunder a little bit, okay? And I thought it was awesome. I did not go to ASVA. I'm not able to because, being a teacher and stuff. But I remember listening to Matt Rhule when they had that little video of him, and he talked about how the program where he was at, Baylor, and now where he's at with the Panthers. Can you just touch on it a little bit, or like what he said, or things like that? I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I know you probably listened
Man,
to it
yeah.
12 times maybe, but
Yeah,
go ahead.
it kind of caught us all by surprise. I think, actually Baylor was one of the, really big turnarounds. I think Coach Rule has done such a great job over the past few years in taking that team from a 1 or 2 win team to, what they're able to pull off this year. And we were just happy to be a part of that. So I think when he, stood up at AFCA and said that, one of the main things they wanted to do this year and one of the main reasons that he feel like they've gotten better was, tackling, and named Adavis. He said, because of Adavis tackling, we've gotten better as a football team this year. It helped their turnaround. And that was, I think we're all kind of shocked when that happened, and proud at the same time, because you're doing good work when he's able to, stand up on stage in front of a room of all of his peers and say something about a company that he's working with, right? So that was a really big eye-opener for us. And I think, tip of the hat to all the people involved in the company and all the work we've been doing over the years. So we're really, really proud of that moment with Coach
Yeah,
Rule.
I mean, like with me, I mean, we were talking before that, and
mm-hmm.
when that hit, it was like, I'm like, hey, I was right. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
yeah.
I don't mean to be like that, but I was like, this is awesome. I mean, this guy went from, like you said, a couple wins, and he even talked about how, like, they did it with the practices and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you made a comment about the shoulder hits and things like that. But here's the thing, and people should know this, and you guys, because you're a specialist in this. If you know how to tackle and you tackle very well, the points are going to go down. I don't care what anybody says.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
more things can happen. Just like I tell my quarterbacks, Coach, why don't we throw the ball? Because more things can happen when I throw the ball. If I run the ball, only
mm-hmm.
two things can happen. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But when you're a good tackler, you could be like running, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, you get that profile. I think you guys call it a profile tackle. Boom,
yep.
it's over. You know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
I think it's phenomenal. And I think it's awesome. I know you guys are a huge, huge presence in Texas, with that,
yeah.
like certifications and things like that. And they say if Texas is doing it, everyone should be doing it, But,
absolutely, man. I think, what you mentioned, in terms of just being a better tackling team, right? You think about anything you do that's fundamentally sound, right, as a team.
Correct.
If you focus on, up front and your O-line and really moving the line of scrimmage, you focus on those things and you become really consistent and good at teaching them. And so as people come into the program, it's more of a culture thing. And I think that's the approach and attitude we have about tackling, is that you can, regardless of the athlete you have, what level you're at, you can teach tackling in a way that's over just very consistent across the board. And I think everyone can, can develop in that way. And what it is, it's really, it's behavior modification. You're trying to teach people new habits that will help them be, more powerful on the field, have more success, and keep themselves safer. And I
yeah.
say that just, I joined this company, honestly, more about on the safety side of things when I heard about what Adavis was doing and, how they were approaching tackling. And like I played football for, professionally for 9 years after leaving Stanford. And, I never even thought about that. The fact that, okay, maybe you can change the way you're tackling in order to avoid the head contact or, be a little bit more efficient and not put yourself at risk. It was always, the helmet, wearables, like what are all the, the rule changes. And I think what we tried to do is add this other dimension to it, of this behavior modification that, yeah, it takes consistency, it takes a little time, it takes it being embedded in your program. But I think once you do that, you start seeing the results, and you start seeing it year after year, because it just becomes how everyone's doing it in your program and how coaches are reinforcing it. And once the players are seeing success, then automatically they want to continue to do that. And I think both the data that we have really shows through a lot on the performance side, which is huge,
mm-hmm.
because as a coach, I'm not going to do it if it's not going to help my team get better.
Correct.
But what we've seen, it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. If you're using your shoulder at a higher percentage and your head is out of it, your players tend to stay on the field more. They tend to reduce the amount of time to put themselves at risk. And you're reducing yards after contact, which helps, you know, first downs, touchdowns, wins and losses. And that's how we look at it.
That's awesome. Well, we got to go to halftime because I need a water break after this one. These are two good questions. We're going to come back from halftime, ladies and gentlemen. And then we got some more questions for Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development at Evans Football. We'll be right back after halftime. What legacy will you leave as a coach? The three-dimensional coaching framework empowers coaches at every level to fulfill their transformational purpose by helping them become fundamentally sound, skilled at coaching the mind, and focused on developing the heart. Are you needing to take courses to meet professional development or recertification requirements? If so, check out the different online 3D coaching course offerings at 3DInstitute.com. You can even take the 3D coaching course for 3 graduate credits. Make sure you use the coupon UNITEALL to save 10% on your entire cart. That's UNITEALL, no spaces, all one word, at 3DInstitute.com.
The Big Four, a physical education book written by Coach Anthony Stone, can be purchased through the following locations: Amazon, iTunes, BarnesandNoble.com, and Kobo.
Go Army Edge Football is a free game-changing app that allows coaches to draw their plays with X's and O's like on a whiteboard and then get the mental reps from the first person's perspective of any position on the field with real-time 3D graphics or virtual reality. Go Army Edge Football comes preloaded with many example plays and drills for concepts such as formation recognition and RPO reads. Any coach in any system can benefit from demonstrating in Go Army Edge Football, and every player can become a better football player with extra reps in the app. Go visit them on their Twitter or Facebook, insert at Go Army Edge.
Brunch, $30.
Hey, that's okay, Wendy. That was a good carry. You're still the man. You're the man.
Latte, $4.
Ooh, shake it off, Johnny. Rub some dirt on it.
New piano, $3,000.
All right, guys. They're not saying boo. They're saying movers.
Supporting your team.
Priceless. Sorry, Bobby. You still got the best arm in the neighborhood.
There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
This is BCAP, right?
Coach Stone Podcast, number 34, Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development, Adamus Football. Coach, I'm telling you right now, when we're on that dry erase board, I cannot wait for this next question, okay? Here we go.
All right.
You ready?
Hit it. Let's hit it.
Kickoff return question. Youth leagues today looking for a new certification, okay? You guys, like, can you give examples or, like, say a big youth league or, you know, Coach Stone over here and, you know, little league football over here, what can they do to become part of your program?
Oh, that's easy. I mean, go to the website, go to Adams Football, click on our certification, and you can actually go on there and get our starter package for free right now. And just to help you understand what it is that we do, what we teach. And really, it's, you know, getting a good foundation for, first of all, that verbiage that we talked about, making sure the language is consistent across all your coaches. And what our goal is, especially at the youth level, we want it to get to the point where everyone on that team is able to teach tackling, right? I think you, especially at the youth level, you get a lot of volunteer coaches sometimes, you know, and I have a lot of friends that coach their kids, things like that. But I think if you want something that's substantial, that gives you not just, you know, a one-time go through and take the certification, but you actually get ongoing resources from it. You know, you can look up the drills, whether you're talking about technical drills, decision-making drills, game-based drills. We give you kind of a full gambit of drills to choose from, and then we also give you a tackle plan so you can start implementing and taking it to the field. So as a youth coach, you should feel empowered. You know, as a high school coach, same thing, but we want to make sure that, you know, everyone feels like they have access to, you know, to these fundamentally sound techniques and training. And so we have that available for youth coaches right now.
Awesome. And then if they want to do it, is it easier for like a league president to contact you? Is it like the things like you got to, each coach has to pay. We don't have to talk about price or nothing, but like, you know, yeah. Going to that stuff, like, is it like a youth president yeah. calls you and then we can start working out an arrangement, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can, you know, the easiest thing to do is, you know, we work with quite a few youth leagues. And the way we typically do it, we like to find a way to get everyone certified close to the same time. So, you know, we have the ability to work on, you know, every single team, every single coach on every single team come in and, you know, we can do an online webinar, kind of walk through what you need in terms of the certification process. So you get to see the presentation and then we follow it up with the exam, and the exam can be taken online. So it's a way for us to service the entire league at the same time. Or sometimes we have mm-hmm. some leagues that come in and say, okay, we'll cover this portion. Then if each of the teams want to level up anymore, then they'll take care of it on their own. But at minimum, awesome. You know, we have a lot of teams coming to us to want to at least get their guy certified. And I think that's a great starting point, but we know that there's much more to it, and we'll keep on going with the education and support for coaches as well.
Great. And then here's what I do. Coach, like we said before, we'll get, like, you can email me some stuff. We'll put links on there. So when they click on the podcast, listen to it, if they want to contact you guys directly and ask you those questions, we'll put all that in there for them. Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
Perfect.
That'll work.
Let's do awesome. Let's go to commercial break again. Kerry Carter, VP of Operations Development, Atavist Football. We'll be right back with the second drive question, ladies and gentlemen. Safe contact, sound fundamentals. Tackle-bar football is a safer approach that preserves the tradition and fundamentals of the football game. What is tackle-bar football? Tackle-bar football is a safer approach to the game that preserves the tradition and spirit of the sport. Players wear traditional football equipment plus a tackle-bar harness that holds two foam bars across the lower back. The defender must attract and engage with a proper form tackling technique while wrapping the ball carrier and ripping a bar from the harness. With this approach, players stay on their feet rather than taking the ball carrier to the ground. Tackle bar. Coach Stone podcast number 34, Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development at Atavist Football, is on the line. Coach, here we go. Second drive question. Okay. One, talk about, you know, I always talk about, you know, with my books and my drill manuals, laying a foundation. Talk about how your company lays a foundation, because I feel like you guys are like the experts in tackling after seeing everything out there. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, you know, everyone needs a starting point. I think we've identified the certification as a natural starting point for most coaches at any level, really, but specifically in the youth and high school space. And I think what that does, it establishes that foundation so now you can build on it. So once you start, you know, you're certified, you speak the same language, you're getting it done in practice, well, now you want to see, well, how are we doing? Are we improving as a team? Not just, you know, wins and losses, but, you know, fundamentally, are we improving? And I think what we do is we take that next step and we offer, you know, practice and game analysis. So once you've gotten the certification, you start putting your practice plans in place. We'll actually take a look at your practice and see, hey, are you guys actually repping it in the right way? Are the coaches in the right place and making sure that they got their eyes on the key elements that they're trying to judge and report on? And then after that, you want to see, how is that going from practice to the game? So, hey, were we struggling with this closing space element in practice, and is it showing up in the game with our defensive backs? You know, are our D linemen able to, you know, come off of blocks and stay in a good position to get their shoulder engaged? And if they aren't doing that, here's what we can do to solve that problem in practice. So we try to really take it to that next level. So build a steady foundation with what you're doing with certification and, you know, the drill library, but then really taking it up a notch with the analytics and reporting. And so we'll look at practices, we'll look at games, and week in, week out, you know, for some of our higher level clients, we do weekly reports. So they get a weekly report from us within 24 hours of the game. And then it gets a detailed tackle plan based on the analytics from the game and what we're seeing. We'll give them three insights. Here are the three things you need to work on this week very focused, mm-hmm. you know, very appropriate and actionable. So we really think having a good foundation is a great thing to build on, and we want to be able to help a program wherever they are. So if they kind of feel like they hit their ceiling and they understand it, there's more to be had.
Awesome. Okay, this is my second part question. I know it's pretty much like a kind of a yes or no or things like that. Let's say if I know a lot of overseas teams that are listening to this, mm-hmm. or a lot of overseas leagues, would you guys be interested in like somehow working with them to help them with their, either their coaching certification, you know, them bringing you in to teach them like the tackling? Because I like how you're so detail oriented, you know, with your stuff. You know, I say hashtag level up your program, hashtag no brainer, hashtag consistent. Like if an overseas program is interested in that, give me like who they would contact. Would they contact you? Would they contact Sean, Rex? How does that all work?
Yeah, I mean, anyone works, man, but I'm always ready and available, love to talk. So it's Kerry.Carter@Atavis.com. And really, you know, we would love to work with more teams all around the world. You know, we're in a lot of states here. We do a lot of work up in Canada. I'm Canadian. We go up to BC every year and do a big coaches clinic up there with those guys.
Nice.
And, you know, we actually have, you know, a lot of folks that we've talked to in different markets. We actually had some of our kind of ambassador coaches who's worked with us over the years go overseas and do some work with some teams in other countries over in Europe.
Awesome.
I know in Japan and China, there's a huge, you know, kind of push in the football scene. And, yeah, we'd love to be a part of that. And I think the certification is a great way to start with that, because it gives you kind of an off-the-shelf, easy-to-use product that, you know, goes across borders and can be understood and shared in any country. So, but if anyone wants to talk more about that, you can connect with myself or, like I mentioned, footballsupport@atavis.com. That does get to myself and Sean and the folks on our partnership team as well.
Awesome. Perfect. All right, Coach, let's go to commercial break. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Coach Stone Podcast number 34, Kerry Carter on the line, VP of Operations and Development at Atavis Football. We'll be right back.
Watch game film, the simple and affordable way to watch, exchange, and manage game film. Watch game film has been around for 10 years and works with all sports and all levels of play. Subscriptions start at $100 per team and include unlimited film. www.watchgamefilm.com.
Coach Stone Podcast number 34, Kerry Carter on the phone, VP of Operations and Development at Atavis Football. Coach, before we start the two-minute warning with the words of wisdom, can you please give us all the website, social media things for people to follow you? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're at www.atavis.com, and just click on football right there. On social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, we're at Atavis Football. So easy to find. Eager to talk to you, so definitely reach out to us.
Awesome. And then do you have a Twitter handle too? Say if they want to just go right to you and ask you
questions. Yeah, absolutely. This is at Kerry Carter. I keep it really simple. So if you hit me up on Twitter, I'm there. Any questions, tag me, tag Atavis, and we'll get back to you.
Perfect. Here we go, Coach. Two-minute warning. Your words of wisdom. The floor is yours. Go.
Words of wisdom. That's always a fun one for me. I feel like I'm standing on the pulpit preaching sometimes. But I love, you know, I think I love this game, man. I love the game of football and what it's done for me in my life. You know, it's given me this platform to do so many other great things. You know, I've played, you know, for a lot of years now, but, you know, feel inspired to be giving back to the game that I love. And not only because, you know, of what it's done in my life, but what I feel like I know it can do in a lot of other people's lives as well. The things I've learned playing football on the field has really translated into everything that I'm doing off the field now. And I think with all of the attention that's being paid to the game, especially around the safety conversation, head contact and things like that, you know, there's a lot of questions, right? There's a lot of parents who don't feel comfortable letting their kids play and that to me is a sad thing, because I think what we have to do is educate the people that are trying to make those decisions. You know, you want to put your kid into a game that's going to teach them life lessons, teach them about teamwork and cooperation and working with others and sacrifice and time management. The list goes on and on and on. I think I don't want to lose that. And I think having football as a platform, you know, to continue, we have to change, right? We have to do some things differently. And I think we want to be a part of that change. Adidas wants to be a part of that change. And we feel like tackling is a big part of it. And if we can have, you know, one sliver of help for where the state of the game is and what we can do for it, we feel like we are entitled to do so, and we're proud to do so and honored to do so. And myself specifically, you know, like I said, I started this and I got involved in it because of the safety aspect, but I've learned along the way that it doesn't have to be just about safer tackling. It's actually safer and more effective tackling. And, you know, if you want to find answers, you got to ask good questions. And I think we're trying to educate the public on what's really happening in the industry and what's really happening on the field. And I do feel like the game is actually a lot safer now than when I played, you know, and I think they're making great strides. So, you know, I'm encouraged, but I want to also be part of that solution. So that's my two cents on it.
That coach, that was awesome. That was phenomenal. Hey, listen, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for spending this time today with me. I just can't wait for more people to see what your vision with the company, Sean, Rex, you know, Scott, and all the other ones that work for your company. I can't wait to see what you guys put out in the years of past and now years to come. I hope everyone sees what I see, that it's a great way to tackle, and everything that breaks you down, and it's very consistent, and terminology stays the same, and things like that.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I appreciate the support, man. Appreciate you having me on and giving me a platform to continue sharing this vision and mission for a better future for this game.
Thank you, sir. Coach Stone, podcast number 34. I want to thank Kerry Carter, VP of Operations and Development of Adidas Football. Remember, I want to also thank JC Hawks Radio, JC Hawks Sports Network for having me do these. Also, if you ever miss an episode of any of my podcasts, you can listen to them on iTunes and Stitcher, and look under JC Hawks Radio. Also, remember, go to my website for more information about my podcasts, blogs, books, football tips, and free PE games at CoachStoneFootball.com. Remember, if you haven't seen my books, Back to the Basic Drill Manuals, there are now 9 books out with a 10th one coming out soon, the Back to the Basics volume, Coaching Edition Volume 5. It'll be my last tackle book for a while. But again, thank you so much, Gary. It's an awesome, awesome time. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Absolutely. It was great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we'll definitely stay connected on it, and I'll get with Sean this week, and we'll talk a little bit more about how we can, you know, continue to work together, man.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll leave you guys with this. Always remember instilling confidence by laying the foundation. Thank you, and have a great day. Coach Stone Podcast, number 34.
Coach Stone Podcast.